Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and we're coming to you from the state capitol in Pierre. Governor Dennis Dugard addresses lawmakers with his budget proposal for the next fiscal year in about 15 minutes or so, and you can hear that live following Dakota Midday. But first, each year the state capitol building gets dressed up for the holidays with nearly 100 brightly festooned Christmas trees. They're decorated by volunteers from schools, churches, nonprofits, and some state government offices. The lighting ceremony took place last week in late November, a month that also saw the unveiling of two new portraits of former Governor Bill Janklow. And earlier this year, restoration work began on the stained glass in the Capitol Rotunda. That project should be done by the time of the 125th anniversary celebration of South Dakota's statehood. Joining us now for more on these events and projects happening around the Capitol is Mike Mueller of the Bureau of Administration. And Mike, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I think what is probably, at least from a historical basis, is quite exciting is the restoration of the stained glass up in the rotunda.
Yeah. While it's been an exciting month to bring things into the Capitol, those are some things that have been taken out of the Capitol you won't see on your next visit for a while. There are four stained glass skylight installations in the Capitol, those in the rotunda, the barrel vault over the grand marble staircase, and then above the House and Senate chambers are large stained glass skylight installations that we are in the middle of a project to completely restore all of those.
What's interesting is in the process of, as I understand it, of inspecting them and taking them down and getting them taken elsewhere to be restored, is you learned a little bit about the building of the Capitol?
Well, that's true, and that knowledge is based on our forensic looking at how it was built, because there was no documentation of who built the stained glass and how it was installed and where it came from. And so we've had to go back and try and figure that out based on what we find when we were removing the stained glass and assessing its condition for the restoration project. I think what you're referring to is our discovery that we think that the original installation of the stained glass above the Senate and the House was upside down. It appeared, because the structural supports were on the top side of the glass where it wouldn't normally be, and it would be needed underneath to support the stained glass, that what they had done is they had assembled the glass and then found that it didn't fit. And so they had to remove those stained glass panels. They sheared off lead from some of the edges. And then, because those structural supports made good handles, they reassembled it and put it back in. They got it all back to fit upside down and said, looks good, let's move on to the next house and do it that way.
Was there any restoration work done over the past century?
It's not that we abandoned the stained glass. It was installed in 1909 during the original construction of the building. And there have been at least two large repair campaigns since then. The most recent was during the late 80s when we were preparing the building for the state's centennial celebration. Of course, the building as a whole underwent a large-scale restoration at the time, and there was a repair campaign done then. What we found when we had a professional assessment of the stained glass done last year is that those repair campaigns are now failing too. And so we had exhausted almost every option other than to simply remove the stained glass or to restore it in its entirety so that it was structurally sound again.
So you mentioned the state centennial. Now, 25 years later, it's the quasicentennial. You expect to have those done in time for and restored, put back in place by the time of the celebrations?
Yeah, the restoration project really fits well with another restoration in the building, this time for the quasicentennial of the state. The goal is that we will have all of the stained glass completely restored and reinstalled in the building in time for November 2nd of 2014, which is the date of our statehood anniversary. What's been interesting is trying to arrange the logistics of that restoration project around everything else we have going on in the building. So this last summer we removed the stained glass from the rotunda. It's now at a studio outside of Milwaukee being disassembled and then reconstructed. And then we knew that we couldn't disrupt the annual Christmas tree display. And then, of course, we have legislative session that follows that immediately, which we couldn't disrupt in any way. And so we've timed it out. Portions or phases of the project will be done between now and I think the last installation of stained glass is scheduled to come in late September of the coming year. So we have about a month ahead of time before when the 125th anniversary occurs.
Another exciting event here at the Capitol that happened, as I mentioned, was finally the unveiling of two new portraits of former Governor Bill Jankel. There are two because he had two separate terms, and this was something that he never wanted. He didn't want these portraits.
No, he was always rather adamant that portraits not be done of him. So after his passing, the family decided that it was an appropriate honor and then moved forward with commissioning the artist. The artist was Joshua Spies from Watertown, who's an internationally acclaimed wildlife artist and also a close friend of the family. So he was a natural fit to paint the portraits. As you noted, there are two. He's the only one with two in the building. One represents his terms of office from 79 to 87, a bit younger looking, and then the other portrait is of him or represents him in that 95 to 2003 terms of office. They are chronologically arranged, however. They don't sit next to each other. They are arranged and hung so that they are at the appropriate point in governors in those terms of time spans.
Now, for the ceremony itself, his family was there, his wife, his mother was there, too?
That's true. What's kind of funny is she arrived early to the rotunda, and we had placed the portraits on the stage and covered them, and she was about the only one in the rotunda, and so we asked if she wanted a sneak peek, and she said yes. We showed her the one of Governor Janklow in the later terms is him giving an address in the House of Representatives, and he's shown with his mouth closed, and we showed her the picture, and she said, his mouth is closed. His mouth was never closed. So I thought that was a fun little anecdote, but it was, she's 100 years old.
Well, it was nice that she was able to see them and get them up here in the Capitol when
yeah,
she could.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, for folks that come to the state capitol during this month, you can see the new portraits of Governor Bill Jankel, but also, as it's tradition, nearly 100 trees throughout the capitol.
Yeah, we bring a forest inside the capitol every year, and it's always gorgeous, and it is gorgeous again this year. It's the theme this year is Christmas in the Great Outdoors, and so you'll see a lot of wildlife and outdoor sports-themed trees. There's a lot of taxidermy in the building. Did you see the buffalo? There's a buffalo.
There's a buffalo, bobcat, pheasant.
Pheasant, turkey, goose. So it's really a neat display this year. There's even a tree made out of antlers. I saw that.
Yeah. So every year it's something different?
Yeah, every year they choose a different theme. This year, because the theme was Christmas in the Great Outdoors, the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks was the ones decorating the grand South Dakota tree that sits in the rotunda. It's a 30-foot blue spruce that sits in the rotunda that they've decorated with all sorts of fun things. I don't know if you've ever seen a Christmas tree big enough to have Santa sitting in a deer stand in it, but I thought that was a nice touch.
He's wearing an orange vest.
Yes, of course. He's hunting safely from the Christmas tree. The tree topper for that grand tree is an eagle's nest. That has an eagle in it, and then I think if you look around in the rotunda dome, you'll see that there is an eagle roosting on one of the ledges above the dome, and then they have what appears to be an eagle flying through the rotunda. So it's a really neat display. And like I said, you noted that there are things like bobcats and deer and everywhere, so you never know what eyes are going to be peeking out of you out of any given tree.
Well, that's what, when I was down there, it was like, hey, look, oh, what, you know, did you see that? It's like, oh, no, I didn't. And then you look, and it's pretty exciting. I'm wondering, because when you see all those trees, how long that took to put all that together. Is there like a week, or you just close the doors and do this all in secret?
Well, the planning group begins in August of every year, working on arranging all of the decorators for the trees and doing a number of things getting prepared. We've also done it for a number of years, and so there is a long multi-page list of all of the things that have to get done in order to accommodate the trees, from bringing them in, flocking the trees, getting all of the decorations on, get everything set so that it's ready for the public's enjoyment beginning that Thanksgiving week. It's a tremendous amount of work. And then, of course, after it's over, we have about 1 week where we have to flip the entire building, get all of that stuff out, completely shine this place from top to bottom so that we're prepared for legislative session to begin. So it's a very big season for our buildings and grounds crews to handle all of that inside the building.
Is it more difficult to put them up or to take them down?
It's always easier to take them down. You don't have to be quite so careful with what you're doing.
And how long are they up?
They are up through the 28th of December. And the display is open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
So people can stop by and check out the Christmas tree.
Yeah, and many do. We've found that we generally get from 30,000 and 40,000 people through the building during the display time.